This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, we made it. Our little victory is today is the day. Not only is it, isn't it Fat Tuesday?
Oh, snap.
It's a big day also on the show because the doctors are going to be, can you turn that bed down a little? The doctors are coming in from the loom. I'm excited. They're going to be here today.
That's today?
Today.
We're doing that today?
7:45. They're going to be on the show, and we get to ask them all the questions you guys flood my inbox with. Everything fascinating you've ever wanted to know.
I'm excited.
I mean, about my surgeries, cosmetic surgery, the things people do, the things that aren't real, the things that are real.
All the things. All the questions.
All the things you see on social that are fake. We're going to talk about all of it.
Okay.
I can't wait. So what's your little victory?
My little victory is that I get to couple my questions with all of y'all questions and make them seem like they're y'all questions my questions.
You have some good ones.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the ones you have.
I feel like I'm locked and loaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
Listen, we're good to go.
That's our little victory. We're ready. We're actually prepared for once.
That part.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How you doing today? It's March 4th already. Tuesday, March 4th.
Stop yelling at me the date and why it's going so fast.
I can't believe it's March 4th.
No, this is kind of crazy.
Is it Fat Tuesday today?
Show is.
It sure is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at this. Unbelievable.
And I wore a white shirt. Oh, this is going to get ruined.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this shirt's getting ruined
Especially
today.
Especially if any punchkis get dropped
Man,
off.
Man, that's how you pronounce it. I always pronounce it wrong.
What do you say?
I don't know. Patskis?
Punchkis?
Shout out, Jim.
Punchkis! How about jelly donuts?
Oh, yeah. No, whatever it is, I want them.
Good stuff. Well, it is Fat Tuesday, but more than anything, it's the day that the doctors from Alum are three of the doctors. They have six or seven doctors now, but three of them are coming in to talk about my surgery, because you and I do all these discussions about the surgery I've had, and we always go, well, what is this? And what is that? And like, oh, a BBL isn't always implants.
It's
like,
not.
I always thought it was implants, you know?
That's right. And I want to know if they do knee BLs, because then I'm interested. You know what I'm saying?
I got a message from a guy the other day asking if they do men. I go, of course they do skin removal on men, because he had lost a bunch of weight.
Come
I go,
on,
they
bro.
Do it on everybody.
But it's not no, all they don't. They do.
It's fascinating. I want to know like what the most popular surgery is right now. I want to ask
a lot of things.
All the things people ask me, I'm asking them.
Well, and
we're gonna
get to ask them all of those questions that are valuable that only a doctor can realistically answer, right? Like, you could sit here and we could Google and we could do our research, but we're not gonna get the doctor answer. We get it today, though.
I'm excited about that. So that's happening on the show. And by the way, we still have Big Time Rush tickets. They're coming to AmFam Amphitheater on August 9th. We have those on our website this week at 1037kissfm.com.
You can slide and go do that. Mm-hmm. That's right. Go ahead and enter and win.
All right. Well, so we have lots to do before they get here after Am I the Jerk this morning.
Might say we got to clean house first.
Oh, we do.
I'm trying to get to it.
You ready to get into the question of the day?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let's go. It involves the weekend, ironically.
Wait, which one? The guy or the Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Part. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, what's the best day of the weekend? Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? Go. It's much more confusing than you think, everybody.
Yeah, I feel you. And everybody got a different answer.
Because some people love Sunday because you get to, maybe that's your relaxed day. Some people hate Sunday because you have to stress out about going back to work on Monday for a lot of people.
And this is assuming you got a standard Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I actually don't think Friday's the best day because I'm always tired. I never want to commit to something on a Friday because I'm like, man, what if I'm tired?
I do feel that. Did work today.
See,
but I also disagree with that. I do think Friday's the best day.
Because you're in a good mood.
And there's no in between, right? Because on Saturday, right, you're looking forward because you still don't necessarily have anything to do Sunday, quote unquote. But you do.
But you're always getting, I feel like I'm always running around on Saturday and then my whole day gets blown.
It's never a restful day. So Friday, because one, thankfully conducive to our job, we are, out of work early enough to where we could try to rest a little bit before the evening.
Absolutely. But it never happens in a good mood and then I have all this energy and I don't rest on Fridays and then I'm tired by 8 p.m.
I was talking about because the kids.
No, they don't. Mine are at school now.
Yours are good,
please,
bro.
I'm past that phase. But yes, when they're little, what a nightmare. Ooh. Friday's something else.
I do think Friday's a good day, though, because it's like mentally you have 2 days yet to go to just do whatever, right? And then Sunday hits and you're getting ready for Monday, and then Mondays.
I like Sunday. I don't know. Sunday is the most chill day for me. Even though we have to go back to work on Monday, I think Sunday's one of my favorite. I think Sunday's my favorite day of the weekend.
It's a chill day.
It's my day. Yeah. Right. I like Sunday.
This is interesting. I didn't think you was going to say Sunday at all.
I didn't think I was going to either because Saturday you have nothing on each side.
Right.
Saturday you're free. You have a whole other day left.
Exactly.
But no, I think Sunday is the day the only day I can seem to be calm. Saturday, I want to get things done. I want to live my life. I want to find out what people are getting into.
Which alone?
I want to find everybody. By Sunday, just leave me alone. It's a day of rest.
As the Lord said.
It's a day of getting my life together. I'm picking Sunday.
Okay. I thought you was a Saturday girl.
Nah. I mean, I'm a Friday, Saturday, Sunday girl, but I'm picking Sunday.
If we got to talk about it.
I'm every day.
I love the whole weekend. I'm a Friday fella.
You're Friday. Okay. What's the best day of the weekend? Let's see here. Jocelyn from Racine texted in and said, I think it's Saturday because on Friday you have school. And on Sunday I switch back from my mom and dad to mom's. Oh, so if you're a kid going back and forth, kids switch on Sundays too, Jocelyn. I feel you on that.
Everybody going to have probably a different answer.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, I love Saturday. If there's no set plans and you can wake up whenever you want and you don't have to think about work when you go to bed. That's true.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's true.
Okay, fair enough. Points for that.
Well, you know what? Should we go to the phones this morning? Pull somebody up?
You be chancing it. All right, what you want?
Your favorite number, 3.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's go with your favorite number. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Ebony.
Oh, snap.
Look out, everybody. It's my...
I'm just saying it. Talk about
it's
your girlfriend.
My girl. Hi, Ebony. All right.
Morning.
Where the hell have you been?
Good morning.
Actually, I know. She's on one. She's doing her thing.
I was going to say, Ebony, your girl's mad, but she understands, and we understand that you're on your sabbatical things, doing your sabbatical things.
She's preparing for summer because we're going to the fair. Okay, Ebony.
Yes. Yeah, and your girl is up. I'm off the pre-workout. I'm headed to the gym, y'all.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Got it. Dumb button ready. Ebony's ready. On C4.
Ebony, what's the best day of the weekend, girl?
Okay, so I'm going to say Sunday. But I'm going to say Sunday because I use Sunday as a warm-up for Monday, okay?
Recharge. Warm-up.
I use Sunday to go ahead and preheat that Monday for it.
Stretch into Monday, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I get that meal prep done. Same. I get everything I need to get done, and I get ready to go. So Monday, when I get done working, I can just lay there and look at the ceiling when I'm done.
Yes. If you're prepared on Sunday, Monday's not as stressful, and I feel that in my soul.
Y'all are talking me into Sundays.
I feel like I'm super accomplished when I'm running around doing all that on a Sunday, and I'm like, oh, I'm ahead of the game.
You know what? Oh, I didn't think about that, how good I feel when I grocery shop, meal prepped, and when I get everything clean, when I do everything, then I feel so much better about myself.
I'm walking around my house like,
I did that. Yeah. Going into Monday, chilling. I like it, Ebony. I like it. I respect it.
Girl.
All right. She's a Sunday girl.
Monday, you toast, babe.
All right, I'll see you on Sunday. Love you. Bye.
She get her off the phone, bro.
She's
wildin'.
On pre-workout.
She's
on
pre-workout, bro.
Tom in West Dallas texted in and said, Friday's the best day of the weekend because you go to bed knowing you don't have to wake up the next day for work. That's fair.
Touche.
Knowing you don't have to get up.
I love
feels
it.
Feels so good.
It just smells fresh, don't it?
Don't confuse me. What's the best day of the weekend?
414-533-1037.
We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're asking you, what is the best day of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? Corey in Milwaukee texted in and said, it's Friday. Adults go out drinking Friday, so they still have Saturday for chores and Sunday to rest.
There we go, Corey. Corey.
You guys are making me question everything, because I do question, why did I say Sunday? Because there is nothing better than going to sleep on Friday or Saturday if you don't have to get up in the morning.
Friday.
You're not going to... Sunday. Let's go to Kelly in Sussex this morning. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Weppa.
Kelly, what's the best day of the weekend?
Well, if you work a traditional Monday through Friday job, I'm going to say Saturday.
Okay.
Because, Friday you have work. You want to come home, decompress. Mm-hmm. Sunday you have to get ready for Monday.
To go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Saturday is your day. You can get stuff done. You can go out.
Do whatever.
By the way,
you choose.
Work from home people, forget you right
y'all
now.
Y'all don't get to answer this.
You guys don't even count if you actually work going 1 or 2 days a week. We don't count you guys. Because I don't care.
Hey, that's facts though, G. That's facts.
Somebody got real offended one day when I made fun of them and they go, I'm very busy at home. I go, I bet you are.
I mean, sure, if you actually doing stuff at home, but then that's you. That's 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Literally. 1 out of 10 can get offended at us, bro.
Exactly.
That's the rest of y'all cap.
All right, Kelly says Saturday. Thank you,
Saturday.
Kelly.
Saturday.
Yep. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, anyone not saying Saturday is crazy. Fridays are awesome, but majority of people still work on Fridays. There's nothing Friday can offer that Saturday can't.
The 9-to-5ers are like, Fridays are meh. Because I get off work about 5, 6 o'clock. I'm not home till about 7. I'm doing dinner and then I'm just trying to kick it.
Right.
Allie, that's not us.
No, it's not us. Sherry in Caledonia said, I prefer Saturday. We get the whole day and night. Plus, it's my husband's only day off work. Well, that's nice.
Okay, that makes sense. Everybody got a different reason. I respect them.
Oh, you guys better sign your names when you text in. Somebody said Friday because it's payday. Yes!
See? Friday.
You know what? Let's go to Carl in Indy and see what his favorite day of the weekend is. Hi, Carl.
Carl, buenos dias.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
All right, Carl, what's the best day of the weekend?
Well, it's going to be a debate. It's between Saturday or Sunday.
Oh.
Saturday is like the hype of the week, actually, because everything, I guess you could do everything and like go to the mall and like...
You're just free.
You're just free.
There's no commitment unless you have children in sports. Other than that, there's no commitment.
The world is chilling for the most part.
Or if you work in retail, there's no commitment.
For the most part.
I don't work in retail anymore, but I'm just like,
so
I go to Cincinnati
chilling.
And like...
It's sad. Saturday for you.
Go to Cincinnati and like go to cons and all that stuff.
Dude, I love it. Oh, you're trying to brag about the chips. You know what, Carl? Forget you. We didn't. Who asked you?
I love you.
He just says I love you. Diffused.
Carl,
we love you back,
go
man.
Go back to Indiana where you are right now. We love you. Thank you for calling, Carl. Have a great day.
I love
day.
You.
Later, fam. Peace.
Carl listens on the Odyssey app in Indianapolis, and we love him for that. And then occasionally he comes back up to Wisconsin where his parents live.
One of my top 10 favorite people, dog.
Oh, he's so
for
funny.
Real, for real.
All right, last but not least, Lord help us.
Who? Oh, God.
Brian in Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia. Send
you
help.
Can tell everybody.
Send help.
Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Yeah, what up, man?
Brian, what are you picking for the best day of the weekend? Seriously.
It's Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Oh, what? Why? Yeah.
It's the only day off.
Well, out of his
when
million jobs.
When you run
jobs,
your own small business, you're working Monday through Saturday.
Well, you did that. You could have picked Saturday off. You could have picked Friday off. You could have done Sunday off. So no,
I could pick really any day off, but Sundays is the best day to take off because then you can just chill out, smoke your brisket, and drink your whiskey.
I know where that was going.
Say,
I was like, what
same.
You?
Hey, like,
Ryan.
Hey,
oh, brisket. Got it. Smoke the breezy. The brisket.
It was the brisket all along.
I knew it.
The day of rest. The brisket.
The brisket day.
All right, so you say
day.
Sunday. You know what? I agree. Sunday's my favorite day of the weekend.
And Easter is coming up, so you're going to be doing brisket all
you're
day that
to
day.
A Jew. We don't do Easter.
Oh, that's right.
I'm Jewish.
Never. I'm talking about Ryan. I was just looking at you.
I had to explain all this to Hudson, by the way. Why Jewish? He was like, you don't do Easter? We were having a very deep discussion at Walmart, of all places,
you
by the way.
You can come to my Easter, bro. It's going to be lit this year.
Dude, I'm coming.
All right, pull up.
I get down with the Cadbury egg.
Ryan, we're doing brisket
there
too,
you go.
Man.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Oh, my goodness. Jody in West Allis, I just saw your text message.
What'd Jody
says,
say?
Good morning. I went to National Bakery today. Since I was there, I got you a box of Punchkies. I'll be at the studio shortly. What?
Jody, chill.
Jody, that's so thoughtful. That's so nice.
That's,
we have the best listeners.
You do not have to, bro. For real,
Seriously.
For real, man. Y'all are too much, bro.
Jody, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop
it. Stop it. Stop it.
All right. You know what?
Stop
We're
it.
We decided to change What Would DZ Do today.
Yeah, we sorry, bro.
We'll do this one tomorrow about the husband and wife who are having issues sleeping in the same room,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You had a good idea. You said, let's just pull a lateral and, you know, let's ask what should Allie and DZ ask the doctors this morning?
Because big tings, man. We got the doctors in the house and we want to know what to ask them.
So excited because I obviously lost. For those that don't know my story, for example, our girl who started listening in January.
Yeah. You're probably wondering how we got here. Jinx.
So I lost 150 pounds in 2019,
mm-hmm,
and I've kept it off now for 6 years. And so around 2022, I decided to do my first skin removal, and that was how I became friends with everyone at Allume, right? Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa.
Big ups.
One of the best, in my opinion, plastic surgeons, cosmetic surgeons in Milwaukee. I said what I said.
Well, and they combined.
And not like, because they advertised, because I truly believe it. I wouldn't be giving someone, you know, a chance to do surgery on me if I didn't trust them.
No,
right?
Fake gas, for real,
yeah,
though. For real.
Yes, thank you. So I got to know the doctors, and today is the day where they're coming in to answer all the questions, because in 2022, I had my stomach, my arms, I got an arm lift, mm-hmm, and my breasts, lift and augmentation.
I remember.
And I got all three at once. And that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And the results were phenomenal, right? And I feel like it started a conversation in this city that a lot of people were not ready to have. But you know me, I got a big mouth.
So Allie was having a conversation.
Like, so guess what? Because a lot of people don't even want to admit they've done it, or even just like moms who have.
It's cliche, I guess.
Yeah, they're. And I don't know if it's cliche. They're just. They don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But whatever, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So then last December, this few months ago, I had my second skin removal surgery where I had a butt lift and I had some basically a backplasty, some skin pulled off my back, and that's been wonderful. And then I talked about my eyes as well, which you can see the results on Facebook because I had so much skin on my eyelids, right? Mm-hmm. And people thought that was weird till they saw the results. And then they were like, whoa, you see the before and after.
Fair.
Again, you know, some of it's from weight loss, some of it's from aging, whatever. I own what I've done and I have zero regrets about it. But because of that, I get more messages than I can handle, right?
For real.
I get so many questions. I get so many DMs, and it's like the same questions over and over. It's like, how much? What's the recovery?
I mean,
you know, people that want someone to talk to, and I'm happy to share, but I said, we got to get the doctors on because people are asking me questions that I'm just not qualified to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, trust me, because neither one of us are actual doctors here.
No, I have
no pretend.
Please. The doctor of telling you what you should do with your life. That's
exactly.
What we're... So I actually think it's a great idea that we let the listeners suggest some of the things that, you know, we should ask them. What are you curious about? Because DZ, you said you were curious about men.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of surgeries that I know the dudes are thinking about that. Fellas, y'all might not want to ask, but mm-hmm. I know we've all considered some of the things that we've mm-hmm. seen ladies do and go, maybe I get a little Tommy Shine. Maybe I, you know, remove a little skin here. And we don't want to talk about it because we don't have the societal impositions that women do on our looks, mm-hmm. right? We can look kind of more meh and be fine. Ladies, y'all got this wild, judgmental way in the world. And it's not just men to women. It's women to women. It's just the way the world is. So I think men want to talk about it less because we, quote unquote, have to worry about it less. Mm-hmm. But doesn't mean we worry about it less. Doesn't mean internally we don't think about it or it doesn't affect us as individuals, mm-hmm. as men, as, you know, people, right. human beings.
Right.
Right. But we just go, oh, well, whatever. You know, I'm a dude, blah, blah, blah. I don't mm-hmm. got to do blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Nah, son. Nah, we're going to talk about
you
it.
You have things you want to know.
I got questions.
Well, it's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I want to know, what would you guys ask if you could ask them anything? This is what we want to know. What should we ask the cosmetic surgeons? Because they do things from, we have listeners who they fixed from an accident or burn victims, mm-hmm. cancer patients. I didn't realize it's not all surface. People,
cosmetic. It's not all just cosmetic.
No. I have learned so much more doing my own surgeries about just all the people they help, all the women that have hit me up that have been like, oh, I got breast cancer and this doctor at Allume did my reconstruction. And I'm like, whoa. Like, this is life-changing stuff. Mm-hmm. For people like me who have lost 150 pounds, it's life-changing stuff.
Major.
It changed my life, the amount of comfort, confidence, when I, you know, go out and what I wear in my clothes, how I feel comfortable, what makes me feel good.
Comfort and confidence.
I just have had zero regrets. And this is why I say never.
That part.
Because in my 20s, it's like, I would never. And now I'm like, oh, yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. All right, 414-533-1037. We want to know, what would you ask? And then we may ask them your questions. What would you ask them, the cosmetic surgeons? Because there's just so much that goes into it. And I want to know like the fake things online that people come in with.
Yeah.
That the AI stuff, like what's real, what isn't, yep. what could actually be done.
Yeah, I mean, what's up? Like everybody, questions. We are all curious in nature, bro. Mm-hmm. And you might not want the question asked for yourself. Mm-hmm. So tell us, we'll ask for mm-hmm. you.
Absolutely. Oh, I cannot wait. We'll talk to you guys next. Why are our listeners so good to us? We don't deserve this.
No, y'all are too good to us, man.
Jody
for real.
From West Dallas, get over here. Thank you for the punch keys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
She came
She's
by.
Amazing.
She surprised us. I'm glad you're safe and you're not like a serial killer or anything,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Because only on the weekends.
Adriana. She could be anybody. I'm just like, come in, bring the donuts. I'm like a kid when they say, come here, little kid with the candy. I'm like, yeah, come on.
You
in.
Say free candy, I'm coming into the van. Yes. What? No, don't do that, kids. But
Jody,
jokes.
It's Fat Tuesday. Thank you for bringing the punchkis from National Bakery and Deli. You're so sweet. Have a great day.
You had to get us right. Thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate you.
You
and love you. I'm going to ruin this shirt in your honor today because of the Poonskis.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye,
thank
Jody.
You.
Shout out to Dallas.
Bye. Wepa.
Oh, dude, we have the best.
She was too nice, bro. She was so, man, she was so cute and nice and happy. I'm about to ruin this shirt thanks to her. For real. Y'all thought I was playing.
You do have a white shirt on today.
I should have known.
All right, let's get back into what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so we're talking about if you could ask the doctors anything, because the doctors from Allume are coming in, which is where I got my skin removal done, and we're going to be able to ask them anything.
T-minus, little bit, bro. We're going to get there.
And so people are texting in things like, what do they do with the leftover skin after it's removed? I don't want to know.
Carnitas.
I have pictures of mine, though. All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex. Let's start with her. She's back. Think about it. If you could ask a cosmetic surgeon anything,
what would
you
ask?
There's so many. I get so many questions daily from listeners that want to know about my experience. So, Kelly, good morning.
It's a no holds bar question, too. Yeah. What you want? Good morning.
Yeah. Kelly, if you could ask him anything, what would it be?
And I don't know the answer to this. So, it would be, what is the difference between a plastic surgeon and a board certified plastic surgeon?
Oh.
Because many of them are board certified.
That's right. And this is actually something I've learned. This is a great question. And I know they're going to want to talk about this because people don't do their research, DZ,
right.
And you want a board certified plastic surgeon or cosmetic surgeon, whatever it's called now. And we could even ask them, what are we calling it? Because
to me, it's like, do you want a lawyer that's passed the bar or do you want a lawyer that hasn't? Question, answer.
Definitely one that's passed the bar.
Yeah, really.
Definitely one that's board certified.
And I know not every place requires a passing of the bar, but not every place requires a board certification. And I think that's the caveat.
But that's how you can really do your research and find out if you're what kind of doctor you're getting. See, and well, that's a good one
to know,
Kelly.
The difference. I jotted it for sure. That's
adding
a great question.
Adding it to the list, girlfriend. Thank you.
Perfect. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Much love, dog.
Let's go to Lisa in Oak Creek on 5 and see what she would ask them. Hi, Lisa.
Morning.
Hi, Allie. Hi, DZ.
What would you ask them if you could ask them anything, the doctors?
I want to know, because of my age, would I be a good candidate for a breast lift or enlargement? I know anybody would probably just say, yeah, just, you know, take the money. But from what you tell me, these guys are experts.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want one, you know, because, you know, I'm in good shape. I have no ailments or illnesses or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be a good candidate for, you know?
Okay. This is great. You know, I get this absolutely because it's true. There are doctors, I feel like, who will take your money.
Not care. Of course.
And that I feel like these doctors will be honest. And I've seen it with my own eyes where they're like, you don't need that. Yes, you need that. Do that. Don't do that. But some doctors you'll go to, because I've told this story where I know someone who wanted liposuction who, in my personal opinion, did not need it. And they were like, they basically said, you don't need it. And she went somewhere else and they did it. And she was unhappy because she didn't need it.
Right.
And I remember being like, why did you do that?
And if you go to a consultation, you, of course, the thought is, I want this surgery. And if I get it, cool. But if a doctor is going to tell you to your face, hey, you should actually maybe check in with your, you know, mental health first, get your therapist, get your body right, tone first, and then come back and talk about, it's like, okay, received.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just going to walk in and go, hey, I want to get a lipo and a tummy tuck, and they're going to go, yeah, cool, lay down. Red flag. Red flag.
Well, I hope they say, Lisa, you'll be a good candidate, and you will look great, so let's do this.
Right? That's the fingers crossed for sure.
I will say, Lisa, they do this measurement thing that was fascinating, like to show how far like your breast has dropped, say, from childbirth or weight gain or weight loss or aging, where I could see.
They do the height chart for the.
It's like, yeah. I could see
like
it.
You do for kids against the doorway?
Yes.
They just do it in the other direction.
And I go, wait. And I go, whoa, that's pretty low. So you can actually see, you know, do you need a lift or not?
No,
all
of these questions, because honestly, I'm thinking.
They measure.
Nana can be 90 and get a little lift if she wants to, but maybe that's not the case. Mm-hmm. That's why we're asking the doctors these questions. Lisa, you're great for this. Nah, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Lisa specifically wants to know if she's
for sure. Lisa right. Creek, for sure, specifically
but
question.
I have seen them do the measurement. It's fascinating where they're like, your breast used to be here, and now it's at your belly button. And I'm like, damn, I knew that.
I knew it. I knew it had dropped. I knew I hadn't gotten shorter.
Oh, I see my birthday present coming. Yep.
There you
hey, wepa. Happy early birthday.
Hey, I always say I support whatever makes you happy, mm-hmm. you know, whether it is doing something, whether it isn't doing something, whatever makes you feel good. That's all I care about.
That part.
Just be happy for people. Had hers, and I got to get caught up. You know?
She said, I'm trying to catch you.
Dude.
Yeah, we're going to get you right. We're going to ask the question for you.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.
Bye.
Much love. Right, bye.
Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee. Somebody texted in a question. What's the youngest they will do a breast reduction? That's interesting because people get them in high school.
My wife got one in high school.
I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it because I know you said it on the air.
Oh,
but
I don't care. No,
it's
bro,
your wife.
No, it's my wife.
She
I feel
did
you,
get
I feel
a
you.
Breast reduction in high school.
It was a necessity out of medical.
Did it change her life?
It changed her life drastically, bro. Like her back would not have survived.
Yeah, she's tiny.
She would have ended up with scoliosis.
Yeah, no.
No joke. Not for real, though.
No, for real.
Like, for real. I'm not even lying.
So
like,
we could ask them that, but that's a good question. Oh, wait. Adrian.
Wepa. Good morning, ladies. Gentlemen, DZ, Allie, how y'all doing, baby?
I was going to say, what up, Papa?
We're getting ready. After Am I the Jerk this morning, the doctors, three of the doctors from Allume are coming in. It's going to be fun. And they're going to answer all the questions that I get bombarded with regularly. And you guys want to know about, you know, surgeries and skin removals and all the cosmetic surgeries you can do. What do you want to know?
Oh, we add in your questions.
I want to know. Okay. So, like, obviously, age really isn't a thing with this, but I mean, it is, but it isn't. I want to know what is a good weight to have a skin tightening.
Like an ideal
like,
weight.
You know, because they always say, you know, you got to lose X amount of, you know, pounds before you can go in to do any type of procedure
that
results in weight loss.
That's actually a great question because I went in and I had lost all my weight and I was, with my first one, I was pretty lean on top.
Yeah.
And so I think about that. But if you are in the middle where maybe you've lost weight, but you're, have
still
you
got
lost
a little
or maybe you don't even want to lose weight. Maybe you just want the skin tightened and you want to know if they can lipo.
I hear where you're at,
because
Adrian.
Everybody's different in the procedures that they do. Some people are comfortable a little bit on the bigger side.
And different heights, affect people differently.
You know what I mean? So that's a whole question that I would really like to know.
That's a good question.
Well, and we're much more body positive now. We're not going,
you
look so good.
Hey, look.
No, I'm saying we used to like people skinnier.
All you lovely ladies out there, keep doing what you're doing.
That's right. We like a little
junk. That's all I'm
going
to say. Keep doing what you're doing.
There you go, Adrian. There you go, Adrian.
Amen.
Snaps for that, my boy.
No, do you remember? I shouldn't have said we like it. Thanks, Adrian. Have a good day, by the way.
You too, mama.
Remember, DZ, like the
I'm writing
standard
all these questions
in the like the 90s would be these ridiculously skinny models.
Yeah, oh, man.
Like the Kate Mosses and like you just were much
sure
more.
Sure, Mix-a-Lot rapped about that. Yeah.
It was too skinny and now it's much more positive, you know, to have a little on the, you know,
charm.
To have curves. Well, you want to have curves now.
And you've noticed that's like the trend is up and down, constantly up and down, because we see now what some of the current trends are as far as like, well, you know, what we're doing in the world. But, you know, we're going to get to ask all of these questions, and
for
I'm here
sure.
for it.
Whoever texted in, are any procedures covered by insurance? If so, which ones? Yes, some are, but it depends on that. There's all kinds of different, like, you know, some breast reductions might be because it has to do with someone's health.
Aaron's, my wife's, you know what I'm saying? Not to back it up on it, but
if
yeah.
If you're having
yeah.
back issues, there's all kinds of things. If skin removal, if you're getting rashes, if there's, I used to have issues with my belly button before I got my tummy tuck, my skin would just hang and my belly button, I would always have issues with it, and that was one of the motivators where I was like, I have to get this dealt with. I can't just put this under clothes anymore. I'm literally getting a rash in my belly button.
My life is being affected by this, and that
I don't
want to
live like this anymore. Oh my gosh. All right, last but not least, Tanya is in Kenosha this morning. I'm so fancy. Tanya, good morning.
Good Good morning.
Okay.
Good
morning. We're asking if you could ask the these cosmetic surgeons anything. Anything, what would it be, girl?
So I do not mind wrinkles or signs of aging.
Got it.
But about six years ago, I got Bell's palsy right before COVID. Mm-hmm. And so my left side of my face was paralyzed, and everybody said it'll just take time and it'll completely resolve. It didn't. And so I have different wrinkles and different eye and smile shapes on my left.
Oh.
And I went to get... Yep. And I went to get consulted with a person who's like, oh, get Botox. Maybe that'll... I had two different consults, and they had two wildly different plans.
Oh, really?
And I did not feel comfortable going forward.
I bet. Yeah.
So I wanted to know their thoughts on that, if that's even something that they would address.
That's a great question.
That is a really good question. Yeah. Interesting.
And thank you for being open about talking about that, Tanya. Because,
that's tough.
I would have never thought that. Obviously, you get stricken with something that you're not expecting, something that is arguably life-changing. You're told, it's going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
And
it's gonna
the
be
muscles in your face, it is amazing. I've learned what Botox, the things it does for all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to get into details, but they do Botox all over the body. Like, I don't want to tell you a gross story about my mom, but basically, they do it to help with incontinence, with like if you're having issue with your bladder, they can literally, somebody recommended they put Botox in like her urethra. I mean, it was wild.
Botox? Yeah, no,
I
get
like,
it.
This is wild, but this is the same
thing. I think people said for sweating too.
What, for migraines?
Sweating.
It's been considered
TMJ.
For, for a bunch of stuff. They told my wife to do it for her migraines because her Chiari malformation.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could go down. Okay,
yeah, we can go down
Tanya.
The list for real. All
thank
right.
you for the question. We'll try to get it answered for you if we can get to it. Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks, guys. Have a good fit Tuesday.
You too. Great
you
to
too.
Hear from you.
All
bye.
Right. Well, they're going to be on after Am I the Jerk, which is coming up next. And right before Am I the Jerk, we have another special guest, a.k.a. Hudson. It's a big day.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to call
in. It is a big day.
My son will be on the phone next, everybody. Look out.
Is he ready?
He better be. Best day ever. Best day ever.
It is a good day.
The doctors are going to be here shortly after Am I the Jerk. The doctors from Allume, who did all my skin removal surgeries. I'm excited to ask them all the questions because you guys love to flood my inbox with them.
We got a whole new stack, too, from everybody that want to know what they want to know today.
But first, guess who's on the phone, everybody?
Well, I don't got to guess.
You already know. It's my 11-year-old Hudson.
Hello, it's your favorite, I know.
Your favorite's favorite. Good morning,
hey,
my boy.
I don't have a favorite. I love you and Owen the same, okay?
He was talking to me.
Sure.
He was talking to me, Allie. Chill out. What up, youngin? What up, nephew?
Let's just go with that.
What? Huh? What'd you say, Hudson?
Let's just go with that we're both treated equally.
No, you are. Okay, so Hudson, I had to have you on the phone because DZ, today is a very, very big day.
I know it is.
It's the big day for BizTown.
My man's got a J-O-B.
Hey, at least let me say it.
Oh, my bad. Oh, shout out to J-O-B.
To go to and be better at your job.
Oh, you gassing.
All right. All right, Mangan has a job for half of a day and he gets real big.
Anyway, if you missed it, today is the day where Hudson, his fifth grade class, they all go to BizTown, which is up near Brown Deer. Now, Junior Achievement of Wisconsin puts this on. It's so cool. It's like a fake little town and they go have a real day where they work. They have a mayor. They have
There's a bank. There's a Culver's. There's
so
a
cool.
radio station.
There's a radio station.
Where I work.
Oh, snap talk, that's all.
Hudson had to go through an interview process.
A real one.
All the kids had to interview for their jobs. Hudson asked to be interviewed for the on-air personality, and he actually got the job.
Rightfully so.
I mean, there's some real nepotism going on, but I'm here for it.
No, there wasn't, because he didn't even name drop. Remember, he said, oh, yeah, I forgot about y'all.
Did you name drop your mom?
Huh?
Did you name drop me?
No.
Remember? He said, I ain't even think about y'all. Because they're like, did you name drop Allie and DZ? Your experience? And he was like, oh, no, I forgot about y'all.
Hudson, tell everyone when they asked you in the interview why you were qualified to be the on-air personality at BizTown. Tell them.
Because, well, I've experienced, first of all. That's good.
Uh-huh.
I'm funny.
Yep. Checks out.
Especially more than a certain somebody in this call.
You're only funny because of your mother, but I digress. Go on,
Hudson. No way. You are not funny, Mom. And third. word because I have big personality.
That's an understatement.
All these things, they all check out. I can't disagree with any of them.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
Well, Hudson, I'm going to be thinking about you today. I wish I could chaperone, but I got to work. And you're going to do a great job. Just be nice when you're the on-air personality. Are you prepared? Mm-hmm. Did you show prep? You ready? You know what you're going to say?
What you're going to talk about?
Oh, no.
The music you're going to play?
You have no idea?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what you're going to wear? I mean, it's a big day, bro.
I'm wearing something right now.
A robe,
they
I bet you.
They did say dress to impress, and I looked at him, and he goes, what should I wear? I go, honestly, I wear whatever I want. So if you're going to be the on-air personality, I don't think you have to dress up. And I meant that.
All right.
So anyway, how's your girlfriend, Hudson?
Hey!
Hey. All right, dog. We'll holler at you later,
about
man.
Her.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, man. He clicked quick.
He gets so mad when I bring up his girlfriend.
He skedaddled, boy. I ain't never heard nobody skedaddle on the phone.
Well, I cannot wait to hear about BizTown because my 11-year-old and his whole fifth grade class is headed there today. So that's going to be really, really funny. Okay, it's time for Am I the Jerk, which actually involves my date update from yesterday.
Oh, really now?
You ready for this?
No, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So if you missed it yesterday, I talked about the date I went on Friday.
Right.
You can always listen back on the Odyssey app. You know, our show's always up.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
It's up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, too. But we post it every day, the entire show. You can listen to it. And a lot of people do listen that way.
Some people just Google Allie and DZ, and then they will find it that way. Do what you got to do. You're going to get there.
You're going to find it. But I talked about the date on Friday and the text message that he sent me on Sunday.
Right. That was a big part of the conversation.
It was a big part of the conversation, which was where he basically said, you know, he wasn't feeling anything romantic. And I kind of agreed, even though, you know, I would have gone out with him again.
Right.
But the Am I the Jerk today? I really wondered when I posted yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. I put on Facebook and on Instagram on my story. I put the exchange of our text messages. Like, I screenshotted them and I put them up.
You put his number out there?
Not his number, but on social media. I put the entire text.
No, I saw it. I'm joking, obviously.
You saw it.
Yeah.
And people loved it, right?
Yeah.
Especially on Facebook.
I can imagine.
There were a ton of comments because I said, I'm only posting this to show you guys that there is hope, that there are men out there who are great communicators, who will be upfront and honest, who will be straightforward with you. And this is an example of it. And I did block out his name. Don't get me wrong.
You were talking about the one that got away. I get it.
Shut up. I was not. Knock it off.
I'm joking, bro.
But
you was kind of bigging him, going like, look at this clear communication. Wow. Yes. Wonderful. Two human beings, adults at that.
I was
talking.
Impressed. Yeah. I was impressed.
I
was impressed by how well he communicated with me.
Right.
And how honest he was.
Right.
But then after I posted it, he watched my story. On Instagram.
Oh, y'all are already on social.
We're on friends. And I went, did I violate his trust, even though I don't really know him like that, by posting? Here come the doctors.
Oh, snap.
They're so fun.
Dog.
My question is, am I the jerk for sharing private texts and screenshotting it and putting it on the internet?
I mean,
I don't really know, man. You can come in, Dr. Corkos. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk? Don't be shy.
It's real radio, doc.
I told DZ you're going to love my doctor. Aww. He's a character.
I want a kiss on the forehead, too. Now, come on, doc.
Come on, doc.
I felt left out. What a
I'm
big
so
dog.
I'm so excited you're here. I'm asking Dr. Corkos. See, he'll have my back. I'm asking if I'm the jerk because I screenshotted a text message with a guy I went on the date with and I put it on the internet. Am I the jerk for that?
You want to be an honorary answer? Because we were just about to talk about it.
No, it's very nice, Dr. Corkos, what he said. He just said he didn't want to see me again.
She was kind of shouting him out.
I was saying, what a great guy for being honest with me. Am I the jerk for screenshotting someone's private text with me and putting it on Facebook?
I think it's his loss.
wash. That's what I.
My dog.
I love you, Dr. Quarkos.
Being a jerk is secondary to him saying I'm done. I mean, I'm done too.
Men usually ghost or I ghost them, you know. So like I said, am I the jerk for screenshotting someone's private text? Come on in, guys. Don't
bring
be
it
shy.
In. Bring it in,
all
fam.
All the doctors are coming in. I love it. Am I the jerk, DZ? What do you think? Did I screw this guy over by screenshotting his private text?
I hear why you could be
and putting
jerky.
Putting him on the internet.
Because hear me out, man.
For all 2,000 people on Facebook that liked it.
Which means a lot more saw it. All right. You could be jerky because that was a private interaction and you didn't necessarily say, hey, man, I'm going to share this. But I could see why it's not, because technically you're a public figure. If we share a part of our private interaction with somebody, that's our to do with. That was your private interaction too.
Yeah, but if somebody shared my private text, I'd be very upset. If someone screenshotted my private text and put it on their public Facebook and their public Instagram, I'd be like,
unhappy.
You did me wrong.
So you think you're a jerk.
Kind of. Now, hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out, everybody.
Here's the kicker.
You know I said he watched my story on Instagram. He clapped at it.
Wait.
So he was actually not mad at me for sharing the private text.
I was going to say, what was the clap? Well, it could have been a clap back.
No, I think he clapped because I said, proof that there are straightforward men that will communicate with you. Here you go.
Oh, because you were bigging him up.
He was okay with it.
Hmm.
But.
Was he okay with it? Or was he just okay with it?
Is this a violation?
You see my air quotes. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of a violation. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know
you my people, you my dog, you my sis. But this is a little bit of a violation. And I understand why you're saying you'd be bothered by this, because I'd be bothered by this.
I said he was a good guy.
An ask would have been nice. An ask. Like, hey, do you mind if I just share this? As like, you know,
see him again.
Just to check in, right? But it would have been courteous.
It would have been, but I didn't do it. Okay, 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in, you're not a jerk. There was nothing malicious behind it. You were grateful for him being straightforward. Okay,
received.
Emily in Menominee Falls said, you're not ripping on him. You're complimenting him. Okay.
Double received.
And I blocked out his name. Okay.
Hey, that's, okay, valid. But in essence, though, is this jerky behavior?
You know what, Steve in Twin Lakes, who asked you? He said, I say jerk. Forget you, Steve.
We asked Steve.
He said, even though it was nice of him and you didn't mean anything by it, but to give him props, jerk for posting a private convo without his permission.
In a nutshell, this went well, right? But this could have just as easily gone in the other 50%, you feel me? And we're grateful that it didn't, but we would have been having a different conversation had it not.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see what everybody says next. We'll talk to you next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we have got to decide, am I the jerk for sharing private texts between me and the guy I went out with on Friday night, and I put the whole text exchange on Facebook and Instagram.
You really did that.
I really did that. So let's just go to the phones, and let's go to Angie in Waukesha on 5, DZ, and see if she thinks I'm the jerk. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so am I the jerk for sharing the private text exchange between me and Mystery Man?
No, you are not the jerk.
Yes.
Oh. Well, why? Explain yourself for Allie.
Take your time. Go on.
Because what's the difference between you showing the screenshot of the text versus when you told the story on air?
Oh, I did read it word for word on the air,
you
didn't I?
You read it word for word, and it was positive. I would see where you could be jerky if it was negative, if you were calling him out for something dirty.
If I was being toxic.
It was positive. You were hyping him up.
I was not being toxic. I was trying to give women hope.
Yeah.
Right,
that there are men that will communicate and not ghost you.
And shout out a good dude.
And by the way, let me just say, without naming names, somebody I know who weirdly is connected to the doctors at a loom, who shall remain nameless, has messaged me and said she's been dating a very, very nice gentleman and she was going to screenshot what he wrote in order to let down the guy she's been seeing because she didn't want to hurt his feelings.
That's a whole nother scenario in Am I the Jerk, though. Here. That's more in Am I the Jerk.
So
That's another one.
She used it as a guide on how to let someone down nicely.
Oh, that's jerky, no question. Yours is more questionable. That's jerky, no question.
I thought it was positive that she was looking for a nice way to let someone down without being rude. Okay, never mind.
She's using one dude against another dude?
No. She just wanted to break up with the guy, but she didn't want to hurt his feelings, so she was going to basically kind of use the same verbiage the guy had used on me.
Oh, I thought you... Never mind.
There's no other guy. It's just her and one guy.
Got it.
She wanted to let him
down
nicely.
She was using your screenshot as... She was just going to copy and paste the message and go, this is the perfect way to end it with... Oh, never mind. Yeah.
She was just going to copy it and say, you're a great person, but I don't feel romantic about you, etc.
Heard. No, my imagination took that in a different direction.
Your receipts are doing good things in the world, Allie.
Change your lives one day at a time.
One day at a time, Angie.
She kicks it off,
says not the jerk.
Bye, Angie. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Lisa in Sheboygan is up next. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row on line one.
Morning, Lisa.
Lisa.
Good morning.
Just remember who your friends are. Oh, she said, what's up, doctors? They're in the background waiting patiently.
She said, what's up, doctors?
Stop trying to get your cosmetic surgery because everybody's going to be shouting you guys out. Hi, doctors.
Come on, baby.
She said, chill. You're making it hot. Chill.
Knock it off. You're funny. All right, Lisa, am I the jerk for sharing these private screenshots of the texts I had with this man?
No, sorry. You're just not.
Not the jerk.
I just feel like, one, you didn't call out his name. You kept it private in terms of nobody knows who it is. Plus, I also think that if someone is accepting a date with you and going out with you, like, they obviously know who you are.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that what can be kept private about a relationship has to be talked about on air. But at the same time, if you're in the very early stages of the dating scene with this person, they know that you're talking about it on air.
They know Allie's going to light them up on the air.
Especially if a Friday's coming up, because you know then it's a dumpster fire and you never know what's going to happen then.
Okay, well, hold on, though. I always say I never say their names. We always give them nicknames because they have kids, they have families, they have lives.
Yeah, I'm not doing that no more.
I don't want kids. Well, we're not even giving them
I'm
nicknames.
Not jinxing it no more, bro.
I don't want their kids to know. We don't, it's not like our kids.
People do have private lives.
Honestly, you know?
And that's why this can go jerky. Because had he not been comfortable with this, this was a great exchange. But had he even said, hey, I wasn't okay with that, somebody might figure out who he is, right?
Nothing about her.
Y'all have people in common.
Showed who it was.
But they have people in common, though, and through deductive reasoning, you never know who might know who.
People love to creep on your Instagrams.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Okay, she said not the jerk. Sorry, you know, let's leave it at that.
I'm still trying to sway. Let me talk.
No.
Fine, Lisa.
Lisa, I love you. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, let's go to our last caller, Angelica in Cudahy. Angelica, are you going to make it a clean sweep today on Am I the Jerk for sharing this guy's private texts on the internet?
I'm going to make it. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I am going. Hello. Good morning, Allie and DZ, by the way.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep and say you are not their jerk.
Woo!
I would have said jerk if you didn't block his information.
If I used his name.
You block all his information. I don't like it with my daughters. Screenshot my private conversation, then send it to their friend. If you would have disclosed his name, then that would have made you a jerk.
Different.
But since you just kept it every private, then you're not the jerk. You just wanted everybody to know there's still good guys out there.
Bet. All right. Okay, Angelica.
Whoever texted in the other 15 women that got the same text are going to recognize it.
Y'all better chill, man. Leave this dude
alone.
He seemed like a genuinely good dude.
So embarrassing. Okay, thank you for calling, Angelica.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
You too.
Oh, man. All right, so I'm not the jerk. Because after I did that, I thought, was that too much? But I blocked out everything.
Sweeped, swept, swepped.
Gabriel
vacuumed.
In Kenosha, thank you for the text. I love your morning show. I try to text and call all the time, but never get through. And she said she doesn't think I'm the jerk. Thank you.
Dang, even on a text. Did anybody? Oh, no, one person said jerk.
Somebody did, yeah.
And I could justify jerk any day of the week, but you know I'm going to hold you down.
Most people are saying not the jerk. Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody said I'm a jerk for hiding his name. You guys.
Now we're talking. Now we're getting petitious.
Now we're getting very petty.
Said
on
I wanted the name, girl.
Okay, are we almost ready to talk to the doctors from the loom?
Almost.
Okay, you know what? Let's play one song and then we're going to talk to them because, you know, we're going to reset. We're going to say hi. Oh, Dr. Quirkos. This is my guy. You guys are so funny. We have all three doctors in here. Not all of the doctors from Loom, but
we got
three
the representation,
of them.
Though. We're
three all right. Are in the studio, and we're going to talk to them next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. DZ, we've been waiting for this day. It's a very big day on the show.
And the time has finally come, y'all.
Finally, we had to work with everyone's schedules because they're way more important than us. They're doctors.
We're not going to cap. Obviously, they got way more to do, and we just chilling.
We don't do surgery and all that. We just do surgery of the brain.
Compared to them, we do nothing. We do nothing.
We have nothing going on compared to these
and
guys.
And I bet you their golf game is better than mine, too, still.
Oh,
yeah, man.
I
don't even want to go there,
We're
going
to find out. All right, well, welcome to the show. It only took us how long to get you guys on because of your busy schedules, but I'm so excited. From Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, welcome to the show, Dr. Korkos. Good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. It's so great to be in the studio with you guys today.
Woo! And then we have Dr. Assassian. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for coming in today.
I was just wondering what it means that we come on right after Am I the Jerk?
It means you guys are the big deal. You guys are, you know?
You're important.
That's
this
right.
This is when people really want to hear everything.
That's right.
And then finally, Dr. Blake, the guy who loves being on the air, I heard.
Good morning.
I'm kidding. Dr. Blake, you're the shy one. Is that right?
I guess so. Yeah.
I just do the surgeries and I'll be going home, man. I'll just be chilling, man.
Like,
I'm a quiet guy.
Yeah, that's me. Okay, so we've been dying to have you guys on because DZ and I have all these conversations about my surgeries and everything I've done, and then we just kind of make up things in our mind as to the answers.
Yep. I pretend doctor in my brain. Yep.
Even though we're not surgeons and we have no idea. So welcome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, we've heard some of the comments in the consult room, DZ. I'll tell you something. They're not that bad. Maybe you want to come in one day and assist us.
Really now? Hold on. Don't have me being an associate for a day.
Your golf game will get better.
Your golf game will get better. Dr. Korkos.
Work on my hand-eye coordination.
Is he not? He's hysterical,
man. That man is good. He's funny. So funny. Y'all are good.
You guys, I know, you guys combined, if people have heard the commercials, because this is not an ad. I truly just wanted you guys to come on and talk about everything that I've done with my weight loss, all my skin removal surgeries, because I had my arm lift, I had my tummy tuck, I had my breast lift and augmentation, I had my butt lift in December. Like, I have honestly, you know, done a lot with you guys, and it's all gone great. But people blow me up, and they just want to know all the answers, like, how much? What's the recovery? And I'm like, you guys have to go in and talk to them about this. So, okay, where should we start? Because DZ, I mean, let me just start with Dr. Korkos. I was telling DZ off the air, you got some wild Milwaukee ties. Your dad was one of the founders of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know I'm going to make you tell this.
I saw the picture of him and Mr. O.R. over here, the Milwaukee legend. So I'm seeing big legendary things here,
You're talking about the big O, Oscar Robertson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So in 1966, couple
is
of guys.
Is that his mic? Hold on. Is that his mic sounding funny? You know what? Grab this mic right here.
Let me
here.
Grab this mic.
This is not. I don't know where our engineer is. Just lean on into it. There you go, Dr. Korkos. Tell the story about your father.
Yeah. So in 1966, a couple of guys from Milwaukee got together and wrote a letter to the National Basketball Association requesting a franchise. And they were granted the franchise, which then became the Milwaukee Bucks. In 1968 was their first season, and one of those guys was my father.
Wow.
So he was part owner of the team with the rest of the group until Herb Cole bought the team out in the mid-'80s. And he won a world championship with Kareem, Lou Alcindor, Bobby Dandridge, the Greyhound.
Legends, and, rafters,
amazing.
Rafters.
Amazing.
Unfortunately, my father passed away 3 years ago, but I still have his championship ring in my safe.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool story.
I love that. I was like, that's a real Milwaukee, a good Milwaukee story.
Yeah, a lot of history. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about all of us at Allume, we're all Milwaukee people, both the girls and the boys, and we take pride in what we're doing because we're servicing our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's home.
And then how did you come together with Dr. Assassian and Dr. Blake? Like, how did you guys all, because you guys decided to merge, right?
Yeah, yes, we did. And Dr. Assassian and I were partners. And we had the spot, or we had Plastic Surgery Associates, and we pretty much serviced the west side of town. Dr. Blake had the Clinic of Cosmetic Surgery. He was servicing the North Shore, the east side of town. And we just realized times were changing in medicine in the community. We realized that people were coming into the marketplace claiming to be plastic surgeons that weren't board certified plastic surgeons. We were seeing some of the patients from their facilities that we were correcting, and we felt if we teamed up and we marketed appropriately, that if somebody was really seriously thinking about cosmetic surgery, that we would be able to get them in front of us, who are board certified plastic and reconstructive surgeons. And it's really worked.
It's been amazing. Yes, Dr. Asusian, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to add, you know, I came to town about 20 years ago, having grown up in the area, but leaving for training and all kinds of things.
I heard you. Did you go to Yale?
I did at one point.
Flex.
I would be telling everybody that.
That'd be my introduction.
Well, that's where I went.
Yo, graduate, what's up? Good morning.
For a reason, because he is the professor.
The professor. Put some respect on his name.
Respect for the institution once they accepted me. But let me just say, I want to add to what Tom was just saying, that really these practices, what he didn't mention was Tom was in practice with his father for a long time before I came back to town and joined those two.
Yeah.
And Dr. Blake's practice goes back even probably a little further, around the same era in the 70s with Dr. Levy, who started that practice.
Okay.
So these were two legacy practices that had really been in place for now 50 years.
Strongholds.
So they kind of, it's impressive how you guys came together, because that's what you want is the trust. You
I mean,
know?
What happens? What happens when you mix two powerhouses? It becomes a major powerhouse.
Exactly. And what about you, Dr. Blake? I know you want to be quiet. You're quiet over
He's calm, cool, and collected. My man's is just chilling. He's my kind of energy right there.
I've heard a lot of good things about all of you. I mean, obviously, Dr. Korkos did my surgeries, but I've heard amazing things about you too, Dr. Blake, and how they call you the eye guy sometimes. That you're the eye guy.
What do they mean, the eye guy?
Does that mean you're the professor of the eyes? Look at him. He's like, why are you embarrassing me, Allie?
He's the Glock doc, the glaucoma. Do you know what I'm saying?
How did you come in with the other doctors?
Well, like Tom and Chris said, I'm actually originally from Florida, apple farmer. But my family moved here from Miami, and I joined up with Clinic of Cosmetic Surgery.
Yeah.
And the partner that I had, Dr. Mixter, was retiring, and I didn't want to be alone. Dr. Quirk has called me. We met at one of his local social clubs, and we talked it out, and it just seemed like it was going to fit.
You knew that you.
I
it's
had
like
him at hello.
he had him with the kiss on the forehead.
Well, we're already getting texts about you guys. Dr. Asusian, they said, is amazing. Thank you for what you do. They're a breast cancer survivor. Because I always say, a lot of people I learned working with the doctors at Illume was that I didn't realize how much you do for cancer patients and people in accidents and the reconstructive things you guys do. I mean, you change a lot of lives. So thank you for that. Let me just say.
It's probably one of the more rewarding parts of our practice, to be honest with you. And we do a lot. We do a lot of it. We do a lot of cancer reconstruction, you know, as part of the reconstruction really means restoring form and function. And it's very important for patients from a psychological point of view. You know, people who have, say, skin cancer on their face, you know, they just want to be able to go out and look normal.
Yeah.
And they can be very, very challenging cases, but they are some of the more rewarding cases that we do.
I would imagine. And Dr. Korkos, you and I have talked about the weight loss patients as well. You said that can be rewarding, right? I'm going to have you talking to that, Mike. Yeah.
I mean, our weight loss program, which we instituted about 3 years ago, has just been incredibly successful. And we're finding that people that are going through our program are losing an average of 20 pounds in the first 3 months.
Wow.
The average of 35 to 45 pounds in the next 3 months. And then, you know, what you're left with is hanging skin.
Yeah.
And
trust me, I know.
Well, we've talked.
Yep.
And
so, you know, we work hard to reconstruct the body, the torso, the face, the eyelids. And we've been doing really, really, really good surgery.
Yeah,
with
those patients. You do. You changed my life. That's for sure.
Well, so we've got proof.
Fantastic, Ellie.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Y'all did fantastic, doctors.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is?
I call them artistes.
Yeah, I mean, Facts, the bottom line is, you know, we're sort of the icing on the cake. You did all the work. Mm-hmm. You lost the weight. And to be honest with you, there was a beautiful palate there. We just had to bring it out. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Dr. Korkos.
This is why they do what they do.
Thank you, Dr. Korkos. I love it.
I mean, he said you did the hard part. Yeah. We just helped you finish up looking it's like true. You. You well, did what needed to happen. We just tightened
up. Because I was in the gym and I couldn't ever see my body. Mm-hmm. No matter what I did, I had all this skin because I had lost 150 pounds.
You were never
going to
see it.
I need someone to come take this skin off. So it's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, we haven't even gotten to the questions I said we were going to ask you guys.
We didn't? Oops. Getting off the rails and just having a casual conversation?
What's new? So, okay, let me just start with the number one question I get in my inbox, and you guys can decide how you want to answer these. The number one question is, how much? Which drives me crazy. Can I be honest?
Because average?
I tell everyone, it depends. Everyone's different, mm-hmm. and you can tell me your opinion on this, but I always say, like, it's not the same. We all have different bodies. We all get different things done. I have no idea. That's why you go in for a consultation, because why would you want me to give you I can't give you a quote.
Right.
Yeah. Does that make what I mean?
Part of the problem starts with patients not really understanding what surgery it is that would benefit them the most. We get a lot of people coming in who say they want some liposuction, mm-hmm. but really what they need is skin removal. Mm-hmm. That's one example. That's very, very common.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people view liposuction as kind of a generic term, which, so you can get a quote for liposuction over the phone, or we can tell you how much our liposuction procedures, but until you're sitting in front of the physician, the doctor, mm-hmm. the person who's going to be helping you through this journey, and getting a full evaluation and understanding what all of your options are, it's hard to say, well, this is going to cost this or going to cost that. And everyone then is different too. Like, even within abdominoplasty, the procedure has to get tailored to exactly what the needs of the patient are, and that can mean many different things, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. to say cost, it's a little difficult, and that's primarily it. I mean, we can give ranges, but and if you combine surgeries, it may change things a little bit too. Mm-hmm. People have to have their priorities, but I'm just saying that's the difficulty when you say exactly what does it cost.
Right. Well, and that's why I'm like, you have to just go in. I can't give you a quote. Like, I just can't.
But it's just isn't buying a used car, bro. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No used cars in our offices. nothing but Mercedes Benz, baby.
Skirt, skirt.
As far as costs are concerned, I agree with Chris. I mean, people need to come in. They need to know what procedures are mm-hmm. best going to benefit them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's surprising, at least in this marketplace, people do come in. They've done some research. They've talked to other offices. They may have seen some other plastic surgeons mm-hmm. in and around the region. And so most people come in with a fairly realistic understanding of what it's going to cost. Of course. You have very, very highly qualified people mm-hmm. around you, particularly in the operating room. When you're talking about board certified anesthesiologists, our operating rooms are certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery.
Yeah, I had surgery right at a loom, by the way. Like, I don't know if people realize that. I was at your offices. I had one in Waukesha and I had one in Glendale.
You didn't have to go to anywhere specific.
I was in their operating rooms.
Yeah,
yes.
So we have one in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. We have two in Glendale. All operating rooms are certified. The Waukesha operating room is certified by Medicare, which means we can do insurance work there,
Thank you for bringing this up, because there's another one. Does insurance cover it? I get asked that all the time.
One question answered right there. Yeah.
Insurance will cover a lot of surgery. You have to come in. You need to be evaluated. Photos need to be taken. Mm-hmm. And then you need to apply to the insurance company. It usually mm-hmm. takes about 4 to 6 weeks to hear back. Mm-hmm. And they'll write a letter back, and they'll say, yes, we agree, or no, we don't agree.
That's cool.
But if they don't agree, they're going to tell you in the letter why. And mm-hmm. we tell patients, fix it. Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Whether you need to go out and get physical therapy, whether you need to get a back x-ray, whatever they want you to do, do it, because in the end, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Nice. Well said, Dr. Korkos. Yeah. Okay, so then what about the next question I get more than anything? What's the recovery like? Who wants to take Dr. Blake? And I say again to everybody, every surgery is different. I don't know how to answer these things, guys. Okay, Dr. Blake, you're going to take this one? What's the recovery like? How do I even answer
Talk
that
Talk to
one?
Us, Dr. B, the doctor.
We're talking to the doctors from Alloom Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, where I had all my skin removal surgeries. We've been dying to ask them every question we want, and here we are. Okay, Dr. Blake.
Yeah, I think that's an extremely important question. Everybody asks it. Everybody wants to know the same thing, but the truth is, as you said, every surgery is different.
Yeah.
Every person is different, so some people heal up quicker than others. I think the most important thing to do is to listen to the doctor as far as what they recommend as far as the average length of time, and make sure that you're prepared and have that amount of time off, because if you're trying to get back too quick, or you know, that's when something's going to go wrong, or you're going to have stress, you're going to have anxiety, and make the whole experience a lot worse.
Well, you know, with my first surgeries, I did my abdominoplasty. Abdominoplasty. Thank you. I'm no doctor, obviously.
That's why we got
it. But
here.
I had, you know, my stomach muscles. I had my arm lift, so I couldn't. I had to be more tender when pushing myself up, right?
Yeah.
Whereas with my butt lift, when I got all that skin, I was like using my arms. I had my stomach. The recovery.
You had your core.
It was totally different. I had my core for the second one, and I was like moving around like that. So I was like, you really can't compare. They're all so different, and I saw that myself. You know.
Yeah. Every surgery has a different recovery, and you know, that's part of the consultation, coming in and understanding what the recovery is going to look like for each procedure that the patient's inquiring about.
What about the scars? The other one. This is my next question.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know about the scars. I get so annoyed with that question, because I'm like, well, do you want the skin hanging or do you want the scar? What would you rather have?
Yeah, I think it's a key trade-off, right? So you're either going to have the loose skin hanging there that's going to be in the way, and or a scar. Oftentimes we try and hide the scar in somewhere that's a little bit less visible. There's things that we can do for the scar afterwards. Obviously, it starts with how we do our closures. Take the tension off the skin so it doesn't widen. Try and get the best scars as possible.
There's like an art to it.
I was just about to say, I've never thought about the closure in actually doing something to the scarring process.
I never thought about that either.
Y'all are artists.
Artists. They really are. It's reconstructive and, you know, fix it. Go on. Sorry, Dr. Blake. Yeah.
That's right.
No, it's the thing.
So not only in how you close it, but when you take the sutures out, what else are you doing to the closure process? But then afterwards, as it's healing, there's things that you can do. Silicone scar gels. There's lasers that can help draw pigmentation out. Sometimes you do microneedling or laser resurfacing to try and flatten the skin out. Sometimes there's a steroid injection that can help flatten things out. So it totally depends. But,
no kidding.
You know, it's important just to keep monitoring and keep it out of the sun and avoid tension, avoid smoking, avoid all the things that
the recovery.
That we tell you. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I was embarrassed. I smoked before my first surgery. I haven't smoked in 2 years. I quit.
Look at you now.
I did not want, I was so embarrassed I hit it anyway, but I was so worried about my recovery that I wanted to heal, and that was like a huge motivator, and now I feel like I never did to begin with. I feel like did you guys hypnotize me when I was
so this is a very common, you know, and really smoking is one of the key things that I talk to patients about if they're smokers. Most of our procedures, really, we will not operate on people for elective stuff if they're smokers, because it has such a detrimental effect on healing. I think once I had to quit, and I did.
And then
once people are educated about it, it really doesn't take much, and obviously there's no cajoling or judgment about it, but you know, once patients are educated about it, they are motivated.
They are motivated
and they can quit. And I find in my practice, once patients quit for 2-3 months, whatever it takes, they don't go back.
Why would they?
I'll tell them, you know, I gave you a pretty good looking chest, but probably the best thing I ever did for you is to get you to quit smoking.
No kidding.
I also helped the inside of that chest, you know, your lungs.
It's so true. Okay, next question for the doctors from Alum. We have Dr. Korkos, Dr. Blake, Dr. Assassian. Am I saying that right, Dr. Assassian?
Absolutely.
Oh,
but I get called a lot of things. Okay. Feel free. Dr. H is fine. If that's
Dr.
What
H, too.
D-H.
Or just Hussy. Hussy.
Hey, chill.
Aren't they fun?
Brett, next time y'all need a fourth for a threesome group, for golf, let me know.
Now, DZ caddied for many years, and he is a golfer, and I like actually make him try to help me because he's very patient. You have a very good coaching soul, DZ. Okay, next question. What's the most popular surgery right now?
Right now, abdominoplasty is probably the most popular operation we're doing. Tummy tucks. Our marketing Megan. She's in the room today. Hey, Meg. Does a great job for us. And We track all our information that comes in, all our phone calls. Number one procedure asked for in October, November, December was abdominoplasty. Interestingly enough, now we're now coming into the spring.
Yeah.
Last month, the number one procedure, breast augmentation.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. So it's funny how these procedures sort of come and go depending on the time of the year.
Yep.
A lot of facelifting and eyelid surgery in the fall and into the winter. We've done a lot of tummy tucks in the last 4 months, but now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of breast surgery getting ready for the summer.
Ready for the swimsuit.
It's fascinating how many people come out of the woodwork. Because, you know, I'm just an open book about mine. Yeah. I do not care. I told everyone that what I was doing. I've told every detail and I have no shame, obviously. But it's amazing how many people who shall remain nameless came out of the woodwork to me. I had this done. I went, excuse me?
Huh?
I had a tummy tuck. I mean, people just, I was like, you can talk about it. Like, I don't know why.
And how did you disappear for a few weeks and nobody noticed? Yeah, like what do you do for a living?
And they've gone through their life and people don't even realize they did it, which it's your privacy, yeah. I guess, you know, but seriously, I couldn't believe how many people came out of the woodwork. I've done that.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to get ready for a big wave of skin reduction with the GLP-1 drugs that are out there now.
I was going to say, you must have a ton of skin removal with all the weight loss going on.
It's starting to come in, I think, right now. Yeah, I mean, people, we like people to be, have lost their weight and be steady at that weight for a good 6 months or so. So, I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time for people to plateau out and stabilize. But I think it's going to be, with the popularity of these medications, it's going to be a
bit. That was my fear when I came to you guys was, am I going to be able to keep it off? Because I remember meeting with you briefly in like 2019 before COVID, and I was still scared to do skin removal because I was like, what if I gain it back?
Mm.
And I didn't actually do my skin removal till 2022. And I was like, oh, I got this now. Like, I'm not scared. What were you going to say, Dr. Korkos?
Yeah, be stable. Well, it was interesting because yesterday we met with the vendors from Allergan. They're the Botox company.
Oh, and a lot of Botox questions.
A lot of filler questions, I'm sure. But the interesting thing is Allergan had a very off year last year. And they're blaming the weight loss drugs. They're blaming that patients are turning to the weight loss drugs instead of Botox and fillers, and that's where people have been spending their money across the area.
Oh, it's like pick one or the other.
Yeah, very interesting.
Somebody texted in, by the way, and you don't have to answer this because it wasn't on my list, but they wanted to know what age you should start doing Botox. Like, is there an age or, you know, is there an age you shouldn't do it? Or is it?
I feel like it's getting younger, ain't it?
It's definitely getting younger. I mean, I know girls that are 20 getting it.
Well, we used to think Botox was for one thing and one thing only, the anti-age.
I'm
but
getting
we
Botox later today.
Well, with technology and with medical advancements, we've realized now that that's not even the case, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, Botox can help so much.
It changed my life.
Will it help my knee? I got some knee pain. Is that like a cortisone shot?
Okay. Come on in. Sure.
So, Botox, age, does it matter? Is there an age you should start or shouldn't start? Because it helps you, your age, it makes you look younger. It stops with the lines in your face, which I was educated on so many things with Botox.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people come in and they say, oh, am I too young for Botox? And I often find myself telling people they might be too old for Botox. Botox is really designed at trying to prevent a wrinkle from forming. So once a wrinkle is really deep and established, Botox may not really help. Obviously, you don't want to do it when you're 5.
right, you want to be an adult.
Heard.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So it's more preventative than if you come in too late and those lines in your forehead are already so there. Interesting.
Well, so then what would you suggest for somebody that says comes in and goes, oh, Botox, and you're like, baby boy, you're a little too past that on the crow's feet. What can you do for me?
Yeah, I mean, once Botox or fillers aren't helping, that's when we typically guide towards more invasive procedures or facelifts or mini lifts or something along those lines. But when somebody is trying to decide, okay, am I ready for Botox yet? It's all right. When you start to have very fine lines at rest, you know, you're starting to be a good candidate. Or if you can really animate and make deep grooves, family history of strong, number 11s, those types of things.
right, number 11s
in your, which is right in between your eyes.
Why did I I feel like I knew that. But that's what he was talking about, knowing nothing about it.
Okay, doctors, you're going to stick around. We have to play some commercials, but you guys will stick around because we still have more questions. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay.
We got through a fifth of what we got in the barrel.
I haven't even been able to read all the text messages coming in. They're coming in like crazy.
I got my questions, too.
Yeah. And DZ has questions. He has questions about men and what they get done and don't get done. And we have questions about the BBL because there's a lot of talk about BBLs and pop culture.
I mean, do y'all do knee BLs, right? Like, we want to know. We got all the questions.
It's not a thing, is it?
It is a thing. A knee BL?
No.
Yeah, leg lengthening surgery? It is a thing.
You ever heard of this? Leg lengthening? That sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's more an orthopedic procedure.
Dang it.
I told you were out of your mind with that one.
It does exist, though.
All right, we're going to talk to the doctors from Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias to Adrian, who dropped off the Oreos and the Rose. Thank you so much.
Adrian? I didn't actually see who it was, bro.
I swear, he texted in and said, enjoy Oreos for DZ, Rose for the sweetest lady.
Oh, I thought the Rose was for me. Wow.
Keep dreaming. That was so nice. Thank you, Adrian.
I appreciate you, fam. Appreciate you.
I said we did not pay him to come make us look good in front of the doctors from Allume. You would think we paid that guy, but
I'll Venmo him after, though.
So if you're just joining us, they've been on since 7:45, and we're not done yet. We have three of the doctors from Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. Allume, I-L-L-U-M-E.
Yep.
And I obviously got my skin removals done at Allume after I lost 150 pounds. And so I feel like I've done a lot of plastic surgeries now. And I wanted to have you guys on the show. So Dr. Korkos, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Dr. Asusian, welcome back.
Thank you.
Big
and
dog.
Dr. Blake, who's slowly getting more comfortable, even though he's the shyest of the three.
Silent assassin. Going crazy, man. He'll slice you up and not say a word, son. I'll be your hype guy. What's up?
New nickname.
I love working with DZ because he's the best. And I know I always see you alone. And now I'm so glad you guys got to really spend time with DZ today and see what my life is like because he's a character. And now you'll see him at the Bucks games as well. Okay, DZ, back into the question.
Yes, let's dip back
because
in.
Because we've already answered how much you need to get a consultation because everyone is different. I said I get asked every question you can think of in my DMs and I get so annoyed. I'm like, go in for a consult, right? We talked about the recovery. It depends on the surgery, right?
Yes.
We talked, and all this, by the way, will be up. If you missed any of these questions, we post the show every day. We will put it up and you will be able to find some of the answers to these. So back into the questions we have not asked, DZ.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the BBL because when I got mine done, DZ, we had a good time talking about BBL Alley.
BBL Alley.
But when I truly went in and said, okay, you did my top half, which sounds so funny.
It's true.
And I remember Dr. Korkos going, Alley, what do you want? You look good. What do you want? And I said, I want the bottom half to match the top half.
Which is a genuine thought, though, man.
It's like, so this, I said, I want the skin or something removed. And Dr. Korkos, you looked and you said, and you brought Dr. Asusian in. I love it how you guys work together and you get different opinions from each other, like the amount of knowledge between all the doctors. But I actually thought a BBL was always implants. I didn't know that it's really just a butt lift is a butt lift and it's about a fat transfer and things like that, right?
Yeah. So BBL has become very popular, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the true definition of a Brazilian butt lift is harvesting fat from the abdomen and the torso. We capture it in a reservoir, and then we inject the fat into the buttock.
Mm.
Which is
what you did with me. You took it out of the side. I had these kind of deformed saddlebags, I call them. And no, really, Dr. Korkos, they've seen it. They know.
I called them cargo pants. I was like, oh, so you're getting your cargo pants pulled up.
Yeah. You basically took the fat, you lipoed the fat out of the sides, and you injected it into my buttocks to reshape my butt, right?
Yeah, now you're wearing skinny pants.
Yeah.
That's what I see it. So you know, you can move fat around the body, and it's being done on a regular basis within our industry. Mm-hmm. Brazilian butt lifts are not about really big butts. I mean, it's really about buttock reshaping. Mm-hmm. If you want a larger buttock, one of two things has to happen. Either you have to commit to multiple Brazilian butt lifts. Multiple procedures.
Multiple transfers.
Interesting.
Or you add the buttock implant plus the fat.
So people do the implants as well.
It's like a base layer of the implant, and then you fat on top of it, or what?
Yeah. Now the implants are it's a procedure that you really need to talk to the patients about, because implants are implants. They're real. And you know, you're going to feel them when you sit on them. The people that I've put buttock implants in want them.
Yeah,
fair.
I take the tack in the consult room. I educate them, and if I can't talk them out of that procedure, I'll do it for them. You understand? They got to really want it, and so then you end up having happy patients.
See what I mean about they keep it real? They're telling the truth. You know, they're like, "You sure? Yeah, Let me educate you.
The board certified versus the non-board certified.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So go big or go home.
Well, and that's the way I felt about mine was, you basically, I can see, it's hard, you really have to have seen me naked, which most people are never going to do, but you have to, I can tell where, how my butt is lifted, you know, and how different it looks, and there was a lot of skin there that I covered up with compression and different types of clothes that I feel so much more comfortable now since I got my butt lift. I don't have implants. Dr. Korkos just, you know, moved the fat, did the fat transfer.
We did the traditional
BBL.
Which
makes it the BBL, right? What were you going to say, Dr. Assad?
I'm just going to say, for someone who's lost a lot of weight, a lot of that sagging and reshaping is skin removal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very key.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, for people who get the fat transfer, it's interesting to look at the before and after pictures. And oftentimes the buttock area is not necessarily that much larger, but the shape above it where you sculpt the waist in adds to the effect.
Mm.
You know, and so it's super important to really be aggressive about that when you're doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, will you talk at all about, do people bring in pictures from the internet that they think is real and it's totally fake and you have to have talks with them?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
I want to hear more about this. Yeah. Go on.
You have to.
And they're doctored. They're doctored pictures, too.
You have to
AI images.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of the consultation is establishing realistic expectations, okay? And people come in with all kinds of expectations. You know, if anything, more people are unrealistic than realistic. But we get a mix. But people who come in with pictures from the internet often, most of the time, they're completely unrealistic. And I almost feel like telling them, okay, if you want to look like that, get your picture taken, take it to someone who knows how to use Photoshop, and then
get an AI. I don't know.
No, because that is what that is.
Yeah.
That is what that is.
I find that fascinating because I've had these conversations with Dr. Korkos off the air too. And now I'm glad you're both here, Dr. Assessian and Dr. Blake too, to back that up and say the things you see on the internet, these expectations of what you want a body to do is not real. Some of these pictures are fake.
So some of my funner spots to go to if I'm on Instagram ever looking at stuff, there are some of these sites that you can go on and they have the doctored picture and the non-doctored picture right next to each other.
Wow.
And it's just amazing how rampant it is with all the celebrity pictures that you take, even their children.
Sure.
Yeah.
They'll doctor the pictures of their kids, you know, to give them a little bit better jawline or something like that.
Why are you trying to chisel a seven-year-old's jawline, man? Leave him alone. Leave him alone in his Paw Patrol t-shirt, man. Come on.
You're too young for Botox. We've
for
established
real.
That. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we've talked about all the fake stuff online and the pictures people think. We've talked about, does insurance cover it? And it depends. A lot of times it does. We've talked about some of the amazing good things. If you missed it in the first part, once again, talk about what I was really impressed with your field is all the amazing things you do for cancer patients, burn victims, people in accidents, it's cosmetic surgery. It's not vain. Like there's so much you guys do.
And it's not just ladies either.
And we're going to get to the men next. Yeah, you want to talk some more about just the cancer patients? I've met so many women who've had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. You've talked about skin cancer. Dr. Blake, you see a lot of that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand what all plastic surgeons do. They think of just the BBL or the breast lift or that type of thing. But really, plastic surgery encompasses hand surgery, craniofacial surgery, breast cancer, reconstruction.
Yeah.
My favorite time that I do is I did mission work down in Mexico doing cleft lip, cleft palates, and burns on kids. And that's one of the most rewarding things that you can do.
Changing kids' lives, bro.
So breast cancer, melanoma, skin cancer, all those types of things that we do to help people. It's not all just about, Botox.
Yeah.
Well, probably the most common thing we do that would, say, be covered by insurance company are breast reductions.
Mm.
People who have larger breasts and, they can come in complaining of back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, bruising the shoulders from the brush ups. And you can imagine someone coming in asking for that type of surgery has got to be really bothered by it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Happiest patients.
Most people want to go bigger.
Dr. Blake just mentioned happiest patients. They feel immediate relief after that type of surgery. But the insurance companies are willing to pay for it because there are real medical issues associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
very true.
And so that's probably the most one of the more common things that we do in terms of that type of procedure.
Well, somebody actually texted in and said, can you get a breast lift without an augmentation? And I know the answer is yes, obviously, because one, I have a friend who already had big enough boobs, so she just got a lift. When I went in and I was down, I'm just keeping it real, I was down to an A cup. And I remember looking at Dr. Korkos and going, can't you just do a lift? I don't want implants. And then he lifts up this tiny little bit of skin and he goes, that's what your boob's going to look like. I go, hell no, put the implant in.
Implant it.
Let me tell you, I am so glad I did it because you were right. For the shape of my body, what fit my body to go through all that, I was actually glad I did the lift and the augmentation, but some people just do the lift, right?
Yeah, that's why the consultation's so critical with a board-certified plastic surgeon. You got to evaluate the breast. You got to look at volume. You have to talk to the patient and what they expect.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's looking, if they're happy with their volume, then you lift the breast.
Lift it, yeah.
Now, when you lift the breast, you're going to get the breast is going to become a little bit more compact, so you're going to have a sense that the breast has gotten slightly smaller, and we do talk about that in our consult. But if you're looking for more fullness, and in particular, if you're looking for more cleavage, which a lot of women are, I'm not talking about stripper boobs. I'm just talking about adding.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're not judging.
He said, give me some pictures of what you want. And I said, sorry, I'm talking too much. I'm missing all the good jokes, aren't I? Damn it. I'm going to have to listen back and hear this stuff. I swear, now I forgot what I was saying. Sorry, Dr.
Yeah.
You don't want the stripper boobs.
Yeah. The stripper boobs, thank you. Go. I was just going to say, I said, make them look natural, as real as you can, even though they're not real. And like, when I got done, I looked, I was like, wow, like, they look, it's impressive.
Right.
Like, I don't think that, they look fake, even though they
no,
are.
Right. No, they are spectacular.
Thank you, Dr. Korkos.
Shouting himself out. Yeah, we did a good job, y'all. We did. High five the squad. Yeah, fellas.
They're great. They're great.
I got a question for you guys, just because we're talking about breast augmentations, breast lifts, right? We were just talking about BBLs. The curiosity in my brain, right, is there such a thing as a BBL, like a boob Brazilian lift, right? Rather than doing a implant, you do a fat transfer from the same areas into the breast area.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So fat transfer can be used anywhere on the body, right? So we use it all the time in the face with facelifts. We do that, substituting fillers for fat.
Heard.
Obviously, the Brazilian butt lift. But yes, it can be done in the breast. The important thing that people need to understand is fat doesn't have 100% survival, so you don't take it from one spot, put it in the other, and all of it survives.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to be different. If you're a smoker, if you're lying on that area, it's probably not going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be 30% survives, maybe 70% survives, so it's very variable. So it's very difficult to take somebody from an A cup to a C or D cup.
Sure.
It's better for small revisions, refinements, contouring certain areas. We use it all the time in breast cancer to try and blend in an implant when somebody doesn't have any native breast tissue over top of it.
So,
yes, to answer your question, it can be done, but there's limitations as to where it can be done.
DZI had little raisins. I mean, they were like shriveled up, from all my weight loss. So they were really bad. I mean, it was Raisin City. So, like, I had to get the implant. Like, trust me. And I have zero regrets about that. Zero, by the way. I was so glad I did it in the end. Like, honestly. And not everybody needs it, though.
But it makes sense. Somebody like yourself who says, I wanted a more full breast to match my body size, like Dr. Blake just said. No, that's more refinement. We would have fat transferred with somebody that might have had like a BC cup, right? Mm-hmm. You were working with an A cup.
It just was bad.
Talking math, right? Bra math, right? Had an A cup. You wanted to see?
And you want to talk about
bra math? Is it not bra math?
If you want to talk about just like my confidence and my comfort level, I mean, the entire time I would not take my shirt off ever with my own boyfriend. I would be in no shirt off ever. And now I'm like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, you don't have to live like that. It's ridiculous.
Right. That's when you
want to be
alone.
Confident in yourself. DZ, you have questions about men, don't you?
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm a just rudimentary question, just ripping the Band-Aid off. What are the guys coming in for that they don't want to really ask out loud like that? Because I'm sure we want to do transfers and tucks and get the abdominoplasty as well. What are the surgeries that you hear from guys that do come in?
Yeah. Yeah, well, man boobs. I mean, they're number one. Yeah,
I could have guessed.
That's what people call them.
I had no idea. Yeah.
The movies. Yeah. Man boobs.
The moves.
The moves.
Yeah.
We call them moves.
So wait, they come in and they want what? Them taken off, basically? Or how? What do you do? Tell me everything.
It's called gynecomastia, and it's more common than people think. And it bothers a lot of men very, very significantly. They don't want to take their shirts off. They're in the gym. They don't want to even wear something tight-fitting. And people are distressed when they come in for that type of surgery. Yeah. You can imagine they don't even want to take their shirt off in front of, you know, the doctor. You know, they get very embarrassed by it. But that is a very common one. Liposuction is another one for men.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the male gynecomastia patient. I mean, it's a game changer for guys.
Really?
Yeah. Because
it's a tough
as Chris
area.
Says, I
no
mean, it's almost functional.
Yeah.
From an emotional standpoint, we've seen so many of those, and they're kids too. There's some kids. It's not just older men.
Whoa.
So men are coming in, because I got a message from a guy the other day, and he's like, can I ask you, do men go in? And I'm like, yes. And he said, well, I lost a ton of weight. And I was like, you're not the first man that's lost a ton of weight. You guys see men all the time.
So skin reduction in males, obviously, with massive weight loss. Facelifts, a lot of, you know, people that are, you know, executives now or in a business where they're front facing to the public, and they're aging just like everybody ages.
Yeah.
And
naturally.
They're becoming very...
Eyelids.
Yeah.
Oh, I did my eyelids, which people were like, you did what to your eyes? But I knew when I went in and I said, Dr. Korkus, I know I'm here for my butt lift, but can we talk about my eyes?
While I'm here.
I had that eyelid hanging down. My dad's got it, but he wears glasses so you can't see it. It was so much skin, and it just changed. It's been a game changer. Like, I'm still healing, but
And then the other thing
it.
We do much more in men than women would be hair restoration. Because
Wait, huh? Hold on now we're talking. All right, all ears, I'm listening.
You look pretty good. I don't know.
Man, I'm gonna tell y'all straight up, from like here up is not the same as thickness as here or back. You feel me? I'm gonna talk to y'all about that one.
Wait, so you do hair? Okay, go on. Do they get hair? How does that work?
It's mostly micrographs of hair, you know, taken from the back of the head, areas where you know, you don't get hair loss, right? Bald men lose it in the center part of their scalp, but you can move the hair from one place to another and it persists.
I feel like that's a big insecurity for a lot of men, is their hair, especially at my age with the dating. A lot of guys just shave their whole head because they're so self-conscious about being bald or losing their hair.
And sometimes you're not even like bald, you're just thinning, and you know the thickness that you once had, and the length on one side, like for example, the literal front, bro, it's not but an inch and a half in my head that I feel is thinner than the rest of my hair.
Interesting.
But I'm trying to get ahead of it before it is too late. I'm trying to get ahead of it before that wrinkle's too deep. You feel me?
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. So that's good to know. So you guys do that. Oh my gosh. How are we out of time?
We're not. They're staying here forever.
This is unbelievable. Okay, so we've been talking to the doctors from Allume. Honestly, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me. I know Dr. Korkus were the closest because I've spent the most time with you, but I've gone to know Dr. Assessian and Dr. Blake, and I know a lot of people that have come to you and had surgeries done by all three of you and have nothing but positive things to say. Every time I post on Facebook or Instagram, it's, oh, Dr. Assessian did this for me. He did my breast reconstruction, or Dr. Blake did my surgery, and everybody loves all of you guys. I haven't heard one bad thing yet. So, I mean, that's a testament to you guys, and I've just had good experiences. So this isn't even me gassing you up, just it's the truth. Like, you've changed my life, and I'm more comfortable with my body than ever before. And so thank you for all your expertise and help. helping me, you know?
Well, we really appreciate the compliments, but, you know, I'm coming back at you guys do a great job as well. I mean, you've created a lot of enthusiasm in the area, and patients are showing up, and they're talking about your morning show, and they're having surgery, and I think they're walking away very pleased, so we appreciate it as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Will you guys come back? Yeah, come back sometime, and we can ask more questions, because you know we didn't even scrape the surface, you know? Yeah. And Dr. Korkos, you know, somebody found him the other day because she knew about him from the show. She where were you at when she came up and she wanted to meet you?
You got spotted?
I was at the ophthalmologist office. I had a little ophthalmology emergency, and I went saw my friend, and I'm waiting in the consult room on my phone, and a woman knocks on the door and comes in and says, Dr. Korkos. I said, yeah, this is Susie. And I said, hi, Susie, how are you doing? She goes, I hope I'm not bothering you, but I just wanted to introduce myself and meet you because Allie, Faith, and DZ, they talk about you all the time on the radio. I felt like a celebrity.
Man, y'all are.
I got up. I gave her a hug and a kiss. But it's one and done, DZ. It's one and done.
You are a celebrity. Look how many lives you've changed.
You guys are so dope, man.
You know?
You guys are so dope.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Korkos, Dr. Assessi, and Dr. Blake. Thank you, guys. You going to do surgeries today?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was an off day. Oh, we back in the office?
Yeah.
How many surgeries today?
Two?
A piece? Two?
Two?
I'm
two?
Just I'm seeing patients in the office.
Nice. Ooh, he said I'm sly today. I'm taking lunch. You feel me?
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you soon.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever.
So we always end the show with a positive take on something to try to end with some positivity. Start and end with positivity.
Even when it's not, we do.
My favorite thing about today is not only that the doctors from Alum came in and were on the show, and you'll be able to listen to all that back when the show's up in a little bit.
Right.
But that I was named not the jerk.
Oh, that's my little victory
is you guys said I wasn't the jerk for sharing the private text with me and the guy I went out with. Thank you.
You know what? That's a good little victory, actually. I hear you.
Yep. And if you missed it all, you can listen back later on, not too long. We'll have it up shortly, but it's
give us 5 minutes.
On the Odyssey app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You just have to look for Allie and DZ, A-L-L-E-Y.
And DZ.
D and Z.
You know how to spell and, right? Y'all know how to spell and, right? A-N-D, just in case.
But the conversation with the doctors was fascinating about all the plastic surgery, the cosmetic surgeries, my skin removal surgeries. We got to ask them all the things people ask me privately.
Yes.
Yeah. I asked them openly.
It was really cool. And I actually, my little victory is it looped in with them being in here because I learned something new about one of the services that they offered that I'm not going to lie, I am interested in.
Which one?
The hair restoration.
Oh, yeah.
By no means am I bald, right?
No, but you're not at all.
But the genetics in my family on both sides say that I am balding, and I could tell
you're
that
31.
I mean, it's natural. I know it's happening. The thinning is happening. My braider, Sandra Braids, be telling me it's happening.
Well, we know a guy.
Well,
we know a few guys.
We know a couple guys.
And we know somebody that does hair restoration.
We know some guys and girls that can hook us up, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I got some people I need to talk to. I'm not saying I'm getting a procedure or nothing, but I was definitely inspired by the conversation we had with the doctors from Alum today.
Dude, it was a good day. It was a good day on this show.
I'm at least get a consultation.
You better. Hey. And then here, DZ's up next. Move over, Allie. DZ's the next one in town.
DBL, DZ.
All right. Have a great Tuesday. Well, happy Fat Tuesday. We still have Poonchkis in the studio.
No, we don't. Don't be saying that out loud.
Thank you to Jody from West Dallas for dropping those off.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. Yeah. And we love you guys. Have a good day. Bye.